Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a podcast dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decision possible regarding your health and well-being, which to me is one of the most valuable things we have access to these days. Lots of information to support us on our journey to greater health and greater well-being, as I like to say. So, if you would like to get the archive shows of my podcast, and I have another podcast on Progressive Radio Network called Love Code, which is more of a spiritual show, you can go to actually any website that has podcasts like Podbean, Apple, wherever you want to go, and also my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. I post my podcast there as well. So lots of great information, lots of empowering conversations. I hope you'll be joining me every week. And today we're talking about a subject that is so vitally important for women, and we're talking about healing vaginal health issues with my guest, Caroline Goodner. So as someone who has been really dedicated to supporting women getting their health, getting their bodies back in balance, this is definitely one of those taboo subjects. We often don't talk about it, but it really needs to be discussed, and we need to find safe alternatives to support vaginal health in women. So a little bit about my guest. Caroline Goodner is the CEO and one of the founders of Organic Care, based in Austin, Texas. Organic Care was founded in January of 2016. Prior to Organic Care, Caroline was founder and CEO of two genetics companies and CEO of a consumer products company specializing in health and wellness products for new moms. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Caroline Goodner to the show, and let's talk about healing vaginal health issues, one of my favorite topics. So Caroline, thanks for being here. It's good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, obviously, it's a subject you're really committed to discussing. You know, you have such an interesting background, being a CEO, being a successful businesswoman, actually someone who is initiating, a whole new approach to many things. I'm always curious to ask my guests, what was it in your life that got you on the path that you are on now, doing this work and really providing a service to women, especially, new moms at one point, and now women, older women with vaginal health issues?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I've always been really interested in kind of consumer-facing, product services, the first being in the genetics space, but getting into, kind of new moms and now moms of lots of different life stages that all share, these really, really common issues that can crop up with any of us. And that is, kind of yeast infections, bacterial vaginosis, genital herpes, UTIs. All these things are incredibly common and can be really disruptive to just everyday life. Yet they're not considered, they're not life-threatening, they're not super serious conditions, and so they have been horribly under-innovated for in the past. And so, we wanted to bring something that was new and different and not something, that's drug and chemical-laden that's been around forever and frankly doesn't work as well as it used to for various reasons that we can talk about. But, I know how much a woman's kind of their vagina, the very thing that makes them a woman, when it's off, it can really impact their emotional well-being as well as of course, their physical feeling.
And it is a topic that generally doesn't get discussed over dinner parties.
May be some people's dinner table. That's exactly it.
Right? So it's like one of these little secrets that women have. And by the way, Well, we can go and look at some of the issues and some of the products you've developed and letting women know what's available. I think one of the topics that is really needed to be discussed are UTIs, urinary tract infections, which are very common and can be caused by a variety of conditions, and generally it is treated with an antibiotic. Now, the problem with treating a UTI with an antibiotic is that it creates an environment that leads to a candida overgrowth, which leads to more inflammation and pain and recurring infections. So the more you attempt to treat it with an antibiotic, which is what most women will get if they go to their gynecologist, you're setting yourself up to have recurrence and more chronic recurrences as well. So that's always been an interest of mine in helping women to find more natural solutions to address the real problem and restore a healthy microbiome, so to speak, to the vaginal tract, which is what gets disturbed with antibiotics. So what are your thoughts on that, Caroline? What have you found? And I know you've developed some products to help women with that.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And one of the reasons I was attracted to this company and decided to co-found it with two co-founders, one of which brought the technology that's in most of our products, is because of this thing called antibiotic resistance. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, prior to COVID, the number one global healthcare risk or threat, you know, as, you know, by the World Health Organization, the FDA, the CDC, everybody, was antibiotic resistance. And that is, people are overusing antibiotics. And so what happens when that takes place is the bacteria become resistant to the drugs that are out there, because they're used so many times that the bacteria, or, you know, the bugs, so to speak, the bacteria, learn how to survive around these drugs. And so then when you really need an antibiotic and it doesn't work, then you're in kind of a big problem, you know. And we are still in that situation. COVID just kind of, you know, took over for a while. But antibiotic resistance, antifungal resistance, so drugs that are to fight fungus or yeast, are also becoming, you know, rarer and rarer, and the yeast strains are becoming resistant to the drugs that are out there. So we wanted to have something that was an alternative to a drug that didn't, you know, kind of create the same resistance problem that typical drugs do. And so that is what we've created. But you are absolutely right that, back to the microbiome of the vagina, yeast and bacteria, if everything's healthy, have a nice balance between the two. That, you know, you have healthy bacteria, healthy yeast, that's a good, healthy vaginal microbiome. If you take antibiotics, you're killing all the bacteria, and then the yeast can overgrow and take over, and now you've got a yeast infection. Similarly, if you then take an antifungal drug, it can create an overgrowth of the bacteria, and now you've got either, you know, you can create bacterial vaginosis, which is, you know, too much bacteria in the vagina and the wrong kind. So I'm in complete agreement with you that natural alternatives are preferred. We make natural alternatives that you can actually, you know, treat an infection with. And then the hope is that you can take something more frequently that prevents those kinds of infections from happening in the first place. And so we have products for that as well. I'm not anti antibiotics, but I am for taking them only when there's nothing else that works. And it's kind of, you know, you only want to take it when you absolutely need to take it, and there's nothing else that's going to, you know, cure whatever ails you.
Absolutely. You know, the worst thing you can do is get on that merry-go-round, have a UTI, right, take an antibiotic, and over a period of time, depending on stress levels in our body, depending on the diet, of course, any diet that is high in carbs and sugar will support the growth of these inappropriate bacteria that can cause infection. And there's always an emotional component as well behind UTI, some sort of issue, whether it's past trauma, but we always have to look at what else emotionally is stressing our system out. So let's talk about the product that you developed and what are the ingredients that you formulated it with to get the best results for women.
Sure. So I'll give you kind of the quick science lesson, or so to speak, of our technology. Yes. And, you know, we start with a very high-grade extra virgin olive oil. We source it from the Mediterranean. And then we go through a manufacturing process where we're oxygenating, putting oxygen into that oil. And the oxygen binds with the fatty acids in the oil and makes a natural peroxide. And over time, it takes a long time to manufacture, but over time, the oil becomes an ointment. You know, it becomes viscous and it becomes an ointment. Mm-hmm. And you've got not only trapped oxygen in there for healing, but also these peroxide bonds that are highly, highly antimicrobial. And put that, we call this our substrate. So, you know, this is not the only ingredient in our products. We have other ingredients that we add to that substrate, but that substrate is really our, quote, special sauce. And we have 5 patents on it. And, you know, it's real technology that works against these microbes, whether it's bacteria or yeast or virus, in a different way than antibiotics or antifungal drugs work. And so it just sort of destroys those bacteria, fungus, whatever, microbe on contact. And so there's not really the same resistance risk that antibiotic or antifungal drugs faces. So it's natural. It's safe. It's and it's unbelievably effective. So, you know, one of the things that we take great pride in that we know is very different about us is not only do we have natural ingredients, we have a lot of data that supports the efficacy of our products. So we do clinical studies. We do lab studies. We're able to make very bold claims because we've tested these products in women who have these, you know, infections or outbreaks. And we know based on their own reported kind of outcome that 90%+ of women should have fully eliminated the symptoms of these different conditions.
Well, that's so interesting that you've found a way to infuse olive oil with ozone. You know, having studied ozone therapy and worked with ozone therapy, I know that you can infuse ozone, which will eliminate the bacteria and viruses, also yeast, for a topical application. So you've done it in a formula that you're selling over the counter, which is really, I mean, that excites me. I think it's it's profound, actually, a profound way to provide a safe and effective all-natural solution to dealing with infection.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been, you know, very rewarding to, you know, kind of read the reviews, hear some feedback of people who, especially those people who have really chronic bad infections. Like you said, UTIs can be this way, but and I want to clarify the difference between UTI and like yeast and BV. A UTI, we don't have a treatment. We have products that help prevent UTIs, only because UTI is in a different classification of condition types. If a UTI goes untreated, it can be very, very dangerous for, you know, you can get in all kinds of health problems. Whereas a bacterial vaginosis or yeast infection, it's very uncomfortable and you want to get rid of it, but it isn't going to have the same kind of impact that a UTI does. So we do have treatments for yeast infection and BV, and we eliminate those symptoms of discharge and odor and itching and irritation that come with those conditions. But we do have preventative creams. These are newer products of ours. So for UTI, we have a cream that can be applied on the vagina, like on the vulva, not internally, but on the external, that will kill any bacteria that may, you know, otherwise get into the urethra and cause a UTI. Because 95% of all UTIs are caused by E. coli getting into the urethra. So this preventative, you know, a lot of women know what triggers their UTI infection. So it could be, you know, sex is a big one, right? A lot of people have sex and then they end up with a UTI a day or two later. This is something that can be used on the vulva after sex to hopefully help prevent an infection from happening. We have a similar kind of product to help prevent BV or yeast. Hormonal changes can be a big trigger for some women. Sex before, you know, sexual activity can trigger a BV infection. You know, different women kind of know what it is that, oh gosh, that happened just before and now I've got another one. So, you know, some of these things really do plague women, and they're just kind of living in a cycle of getting over it and then, you know, another one comes. So having something that works quickly, and that is another, I think, unique aspect of our products is they're generally a 2-day dose, and relief within 24 hours for the vast majority of people.
Wow. So let's talk about bacterial vaginosis. I think that may be a term that most women are not familiar with, but it is another cause of discharge and can be smelly, whatever. So let's talk about that and just get women a little more familiar with some of these things that are occurring and that they may not be aware of, or the doctor may not tell them that they have bacterial vaginosis, which is actually as popular in many ways as having a UTI.
Yeah, it is considered the most common vaginal condition. UTIs, I think, are more common. Obviously, it's a urinary tract condition, but BV, a lot of times women just know they have an unpleasant fishy odor, and they, you know, and that's, nobody likes that. Everybody's self-conscious when that happens. It may or may not be BV if you have a fishy odor, but you know, but oftentimes it is, and I think you're right. It may not be a term that everybody knows about because there's not really an OTC treatment for BV, at least in the U.S. And I think, you know, a lot of women have to go to the doctor and get a prescription. Again, the prescription is an antibiotic, metronidazole, and it only works, even the prescription only works in about 60 to 65% of the cases. So, you know, it's not even that effective. You can't drink alcohol while you take it. There are side effects to it. So for BV, there are not great treatment options out there. And so women really struggle with, you know, getting rid of it and then staying rid of it. 50% of women will get another BV infection within 6 months. And that's pretty often. I mean, that's, you know, that's when it becomes kind of a chronic problem that a lot of women are trying to manage. And I've talked to a lot of OBGYNs who say, yeah, I mean, our arsenal of what we can, you know, suggest to women is pretty limited. And so when they hear about a natural alternative with the kind of clinical data that we have, they get really excited. And you know, so, you know, we want to get the word out to as many, you know, OBGYNs as we can. But, you know, we're still a young brand and still trying to get the word out. So it's great, you know, to have these opportunities to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. And women need to get educated about what's happening to their own body. We need to be informed of alternatives, what options there are. I mean, I just know so many women who've been on that, you know, revolving door of getting UTIs and getting more antibiotics and more UTIs and more antibiotics, and it just becomes a vicious cycle without a resolution. It just puts them at greater risk, actually, of having more infections. So BV is not, I guess unless you do a swab of some sort, you wouldn't even know that what you're dealing with is a bacterial vaginosis condition, not, you know, something else, not UTI, whatever. But What's your secret sauce for your beauty formula?
Wait, say that again. Sorry, I missed that last part.
Oh, I said, what's your secret sauce for your BV formula? What did you formulate in that BV product?
Yeah. So again, the substrate is in our BV product, but we also have thymol, which is known to be effective against Gardnerella vaginalis, which is the most common strain of bacteria that causes that condition. And we have other ingredients that work so that the final formula is really what is effective against Gardnerella vaginalis and other bacteria, and has been proven in women with these infections to kind of clear the odor, clear the discharge, reduce the inflammation and irritation. So the substrate is part of it, but it's also some other ingredients that we've, added and had to work a while to figure out the exact right formula. But now that it's done and proven to be pretty effective, it's exciting to have that data so that we can really point to it and say, this mix of ingredients is what yields these kinds of results.
Well, it is exciting getting this information out today. People are not only realizing that there are solutions, and some of the traditional ways probably are not going to solve the problem long term anyway. So Caroline, what's the best place for people to go to order these products? Are they available in stores, or they have to order them online?
Either one. So we're in Walgreens, Walmart, Rite Aid, obviously Amazon. We have some local kind of retailers that are in certain regions of the country. We are just in the U.S., unfortunately, for your Australian audience or other audiences that you have. But we are just in the U.S. right now. FemiClear.com, FemiClear.com is our website that people can order all of our products from. But they're all available on Amazon as well.
That's wonderful. So what else? You have some others in your range there that are important for women to know about.
Yeah, so again, as we started out with treatments because, the most acute problem that people have is when they have an infection and they want to clear their infection. Then we started thinking about though the consumer and what does she really want? And what she really wants is to not get one in the first place. so we started thinking about, okay, what can we create to help truly prevent these infections from happening? And that's really where we've come up with some supplements. We have some supplements that have we're always about clinical data. Like if we don't have clinical data to show it, I don't want to just know about ingredients that might be helpful, but that's never been proven. So we lean heavily into clinical data. And so we have a couple of supplements on the market for UTI, people that get UTIs. One of them is more, it's called bladder strength, and it's more really around the woman that has incontinence issues, could have leakage, and that can be associated with more frequent UTIs. The other one is really about flushing out the E. coli, because one of the things that happens with people that get frequent UTIs is E. coli will kind of get a little bit trapped in the urinary tract. And so this formula, it's a daily supplement, helps to flush out that E. coli from your urinary tract in three different ways. And so that has a lot of data, and what I love about that one is it has been clinically studied in comparison to people who were taking cranberry and D-mannose. Cranberry and D-mannose is well known as being effective against, UTIs or to help prevent UTIs. This, though, was tested comparing to that, and it was 83% better at preventing a UTI from happening than using cranberry and D-mannose alone. So it's kind of exciting. And then you know, we have a couple of washes that are just gentle, unscented, that people really appreciate. One of them is a wash with lysine. And lysine is really well known to be helpful with people with herpes. So that's one of our washes. And we have a supplement, a drink mix that has a clinical dose of lysine. So anybody that's got HSV1 or HSV2, whether genital or even oral, this supplement is something that will really help prevent outbreaks from happening. And it's just just mix this powder into 3 ounces of water and take that daily. So we've just tried to like think about how do we, you know, address the whole consumer and what, you know, at all stages, not just the acute infection stage or outbreak stage, but how do we help her every day make it less likely that she needs that kind of treatment?
Yeah, you know, if you can help stop an outbreak of herpes, she was saying, by increasing the lysine, which is antiviral, has an antiviral effect. So how quickly have you found that to be effective in stopping
the lysine?
Outbreaks? Yes, the lysine.
Yeah, it's a daily supplement, so... we're getting a lot of good feedback that people are getting fewer outbreaks than they used to if they take it every day. It's hard, you know, prevention is hard to measure because you don't know if you really would have gotten one or if you wouldn't. What I can tell you is on our herpes topical ointment, what's interesting about herpes, and just for those in your audience that don't know, with herpes, yeah, everybody knows there's no cure. And I think that's why it's so stigmatized, which is a shame because it's really not that serious of a condition. But when you get an outbreak, it's very uncomfortable. But when it's dormant, that herpes virus lives on your spinal cord. And when you get stressed or when you eat certain foods, different things trigger outbreaks for different people. Sun can trigger an outbreak for some people. An outbreak is triggered and that virus travels along your neural pathway to wherever your outbreak is going to go. It could be on your genitals. It could be on your lip. But our clinical study showed that for people who used it at the very first tingle, and what I mean by that is people with herpes can feel it coming on before it actually fully blooms into a blister. If they use it, over half the people who used it at the first tingle didn't even get a blister forming, which is pretty like landmark kind of data to have. But, you know, yeah, because it actually works topically to fight the virus itself while also being, you know, kind of helpful in healing any sort of outbreak and reducing it quicker, it has been shown in our study to – you know, prevent a blister from fully forming. Like they can feel it's coming on, and people with herpes know that feeling. And so, you know, pretty remarkable to think that there's a chance you could use something and have it not even, you know, not even fully get an outbreak.
You know, that's why this conversation is so important, because these conditions are really common in women. And certainly if you had a herpes outbreak, that's the most uncomfortable thing imaginable and embarrassing, especially if it's on your lip. And, you know, women are always looking for ways. How do we resolve it? How do we nip it in the bud? So that's why this conversation is really important for women, because if you can find a natural way to address it and stay away from pharmaceutical options, at least try to do it early on, as well as make some changes in your diet and reducing stress. You always have to put those pieces into the mix as well. You can find yourself being able to be, you know, have the power to resolve these conditions for yourself safely and effectively. And I love the ozone, you know, infused olive oil. I guess that may be strange for most people listening. They may not have heard it before, but I can tell you it's one of the most effective, solutions for infections, which I've used before, you know, topically for infections, being, you know, really interested in the benefits of ozone therapy and the ways that it gets applied. So it can be infused in an oil. And it's amazing. It just holds it there. It maintains it.
So that's right. Yeah, because people know about hydrogen peroxide, you know, water-based peroxide, and how effective it is at killing germs, but then it evaporates, and now it's susceptible to germs again. So when you've got something that sort of covers, and, you know, we actually started out in first aid, wound care. And, in fact, one of my co-founders, who's from Italy, they sell a version of this in Italy as a prescription for really chronic, hard-to-treat wounds like diabetic ulcers and bed sores, mm-hmm. and things that don't heal, right? You got a big sore. And so, you know, covering a sore like that with this, you know, this formula allows oxygen to get into the wound, and everybody knows about the healing effects of oxygen, but you know, make sure that no bacterial growth can occur in the wound also. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. It's amazing how effective that, you know, that is.
So being able to, you know, get these over the counter or in the health food store or on Amazon or wherever, obviously lots of outlets here in Walgreens and Walmart. I really encourage women to learn more about their own bodies and natural solutions to address some of these conditions. As always, you want to understand what's driving these manifestations and imbalance. But then whenever possible, find natural solutions because they're less side effects, less recurrence. And, you know, often women don't know where to go, Caroline. So this is an important conversation for all the women listening, all the men listening
well,
who can share it with the women in their lives.
Well, and we have H-Clear that we made for men with herpes. And I do want to give this stat out there because, again, I feel people with herpes, you know, suffer from the stigma of it. Many of them are embarrassed or ashamed, and I just think that it's so important to, like, share the stats. A lot of people believe these are not common, and they're incredibly common. 1 in 5 women has genital herpes. 1 in 9 men has it, and actually many more have it but don't know they have it. I think it's really important to know how common it is so that people that do have it feel less alone, feel less isolated, feel less like, oh goodness, my love life is over. It's not. And this is a very easy to manage condition as long as you have all the right tools and we're talking about it. So you know, thank you for creating a platform where conversations like this can happen. It's so important for people to know that feeling you're less alone is a huge emotional benefit to having these kinds of conversations. And that's why I like to you know, get on the podcast with people like you who are talking about important points of health and we can, you know, just inform people who may not otherwise know that the level of commonality this is.
Okay, great. Well, so you talked about some products. There's a little protocol you put together to help with UTIs, you know, the TRAS infection. So what is that protocol? Let's go through it again. So women will know what products they need and the benefit of the different approaches.
Sure. So for UTI, we have 3 different products that address, people that get UTIs commonly. So the first one I'll describe is what we call our infection protection. So it's a topical cream that can be used at your known triggers. So a lot of people know that when they have sex, they'll get a UTI often a day or two later. This cream can be used after sex, just on the vulva. It will help, you know, kill any bacteria that may otherwise enter the urethra and cause an infection. So that's like a topical to be used at certain triggers episodically to help prevent. Then we have two oral supplements that can be taken daily. One of them is really more for people who have perhaps might be in menopause or might have just more leakage or a weaker pelvic floor. That can happen to anybody after pregnancy, right? Just those muscles and the pelvic floor kind of tissue gets a little looser. And so this helps strengthen the pelvic floor, adds collagen, and therefore helps reduce leakage and ultimately helps reduce the incidence of UTI. And the clinical data we have on that product that we call Bladder String is that it's associated with a 62% reduction in UTI. And then the third product, second supplement, daily supplement, is called UT Flush, and that helps flush out E. coli from your urinary tract in three different ways. And this is the one where it was compared to cranberry and D-mannose alone. It improved or reduced the frequency of UTI by 83%.
Wow. Yeah. So really, if it's a recurring issue for women, they want to put all those products together. So you're addressing all the different components that have to addressed to prevent. Right.
That's right.
I mean, you wouldn't get that from a medical doctor. They don't offer you aspects.
That's right. That's right. I mean, these are all natural. Again, you know, nothing that you know is unsafe. Nothing that causes a resistance problem. It's not an antibiotic. It's a way to help prevent these things from happening without, you know, the negative side effects of using antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. So you also have a couple of products that women can use when we talked about yeast or bacterial vaginosis infection that I see. So what are those two products? How do they work together in synergy?
So the one that works synergistically, we have two products that work for both, you know, people that have yeast infections and people who have BV infections. One of them is another infection protection, kind of a use at your triggers, and it's an intravaginal product, so you would just use a bit of this cream. We have an applicator that comes with the tube of cream, and so whether it's during your hormonal cycle or, oh gosh, I've sat in my, you know, damp yoga pants all day, and that's what usually triggers a yeast infection for me. So I'm going to use this at the end of the day, and hopefully I will prevent a yeast infection from happening. Or my diet may cause a yeast infection to happen. Or, oh gosh, after I have, sexual activity, I'll get a BV infection. Those are all triggers that would, you know, prompt you to use this cream intravaginally. And then we also have a probiotic, which has been clinically studied to, even though it's an oral probiotic, it has been clinically studied to positively balance the vaginal microbiome for a 90-day period. So taking a probiotic and balancing your microbiome is good to help prevent, you know, frankly, BV, yeast infection, or even UTI. So the probiotic is a really important arsenal, part of your arsenal in help preventing infections and keeping you healthy.
And that's so interesting you mentioned that. You know, it may come as news for many people listening that you actually have a microbiome community in your vaginal tract. So there are, like, when you talk about microbiome in your gut, and it's important to have a healthy microbiome because it will support our body's ability to have a strong immune system and to produce necessary vitamins and just, you know, to absorb and assimilate our nutrition. Our immune system is found in our gut microbiome, but we don't realize that we have a microbiome, a different population in our vaginal tract, and that is as essential for the health of vaginal health as it is for, you know, immune health in our digestive system. And that gets disturbed by birth control pills. It gets disturbed by hormone replacement therapy. It gets disturbed by stress, by a high sugar diet. It gets disturbed by any sort of antibiotic you might be taking, right? I mean, so this is a vulnerable area that actually has many consequences if it's disturbed. So to be able to successfully reestablish and replenish and create a healthy environment is a big story, Caroline, right there. Big story.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people don't know how to evaluate probiotics. There's so many out there, and some are for your gut, mm-hmm. and some are for your, and it is complicated, and it seems like a lot of products are shouting about how many CFUs they have and all that. And what really matters is, what does the study say? What did this product do? Because more isn't always better if it isn't studied for the purpose you need it for, right? Why, you know, we really do rely on studies like that. So the probiotic that's in ours is called Rosella, and it's been studied for the vaginal microbiome specifically. That's the data that we talk about in keeping the vaginal microbiome balanced for a 90-day period.
Wow. And that's like the foundation for good vaginal health. If you have a healthy microbiome, you're less likely to be vulnerable to the infections and invasion of bacteria and candida, whatever, that can create these conditions. So just like your gut microbiome is the basis of your health, so is your vaginal microbiome, which may be new news for people listening in, but it's a critical piece, I think, the critical piece.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, you know, that what happens is as women get older, and, not just around menopause, but it could happen earlier in perimenopause, is we tend to, the hormonal and changes, how do I want to say this, the hormonal changes that go on through various stages of a woman's life can result in altering a healthy discharge in the vaginal tract, a healthy mucus production, which is, we have cells that produce mucus, and that we can see that if we're monitoring our fertility cycles. But as we get older, we get into vaginal dryness, into vaginal atrophy. And if you don't have that protective mucosal barrier, that's when you're more vulnerable to having an altered microbiome there and having a more risk of UTIs and infections, because that whole environment has been altered. And we need to restore it. We need to find natural and safe ways to do that. So taking an oral supplement that helps restore a healthy microbiome is a huge advantage for women, I think.
Yeah, it really is. And if you're someone that's had issues with this, it's sort of like step one, I think, in your, kind of stay healthy regimen. I really like the way you said that. I think it is really good for people to, understand that that's a critical piece. And really, any time you go through big hormonal changes, one of the things that we've learned is pregnant women have more infections because their hormones are going berserk. And, and so these are different ways that you can kind of help keep things balanced and calm.
I love this kind of conversation because it really is about empowering women to take responsibility for their health and for their vaginal health, which is an area that's kind of like in the dark ages. Women don't know really they don't know where to go. They try to research, they Google it, and there's so many options. But it's, what I like about your products, they're well researched and they're innovative. And work.
I absolutely, and it's so good to talk about this stuff for all the reasons that we've discussed, but I love the educational component. One of the things that we do, especially on social, but TikTok especially, we've really seen how education is so needed and wanted, and you know, the engagement that we've gotten on TikTok is great. We even talk about vaginal issues that we don't have a product for because we just want to, you know, we just want to inform, and we work with our doctors to make sure our content is accurate and good and needed. And the feedback that we get from people engaging with that sort of social content is reinforcing that this is, you know, this is important information for women to get.
Absolutely. You know, this is all about empowerment, but to be able to get educated so you know what will do the job is another piece of that puzzle. So do you have some other products coming down the pike soon?
Yeah, we do. We're actually, you know, kind of looking at some different forms for our BV and yeast product that we think are going to be provide a better consumer experience. I'll be honest. And, you know, our products for BV and yeast especially, but you know, the substrate that I was describing to you, as really efficacious as it is, some people are not mm-hmm. crazy about the smell of it. So it's got a unique smell. Some people really love it, but we mm-hmm. certainly hear a lot of people saying, weird smell. And these new
creams. You mean the ozone smell.
Yeah, well, it gets in there, because yeah. Just to be clear, there is no ozone in the finished product. Ozone has a very short half-life anyway. There's binding of that into the fatty acids in the oil, which is what makes mm-hmm. the peroxide bonds. But the creams have a much more pleasant smell universally. We've done a lot of consumer testing on it, and so we think that we're going to end up with a better smell. And they also don't have side effects, these new creams that we're making. So we're excited about that, you know, to not have it be, you know, we've done from our clinical studies, we know that about 12 or 13% of women will experience some form of burning or irritation when they use it, because when you get an infection, your vaginal tissue gets inflamed. And as one of our doctors called it, it's like having 1,000 microcuts in your vaginal tissue. Well, you can imagine that doesn't feel good when anything touches it, but particularly, you know, when you're putting something down there, these creams are much more, they don't create that side effect in even the 12 or 13%. So we're excited about, you know, these innovations and getting something that provides an even better consumer experience.
Well, it sounds like it's forever evolving as
yes.
you know, discovering what's required. But again, I'm so happy we're having this conversation, because it's a topic that doesn't get discussed very often. Like I said, we don't sit around and talk about that at dinner parties, but it's a big problem for women. Percentage is huge. How many women are suffering from UTIs or BV or Candida? A range of these conditions, and it may not be life threatening, but it's really disturbing to one's quality of life on a daily basis.
For sure.
So
absolutely.
And it'll save women money. They don't have to go to their doctors to get appointments.
That's right.
To get prescriptions of, you know, drugs that will possibly increase the recurrence.
That's right. Yeah, or create different problems, or create resistance. I mean, again, if there's something effective that helps you avoid using antibiotics, drugs, or antifungal drugs, you should try it. And as long as it's safe, right? So that's what we offer.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's wonderful, you know, and It's not very often that women know where to go, you know, unless you're a TikTok fan, which I'm not, particularly on TikTok. How would you find out about this, right? So these conversations really open avenues and doors for people to learn more and to figure out where to go. So having said that, let's go back to the fact that you can go to your website, which is OrganiCare. So it's OrganiCare.com, OrganiCare.com, or go to Walgreens, Walmart's, go to Amazon? I mean, obviously, easily available through all these different outlets, Caroline, so people can. Even if I've ordered products on Amazon.com as a U.S. to be sent to me here in Australia, so it may even be possible for people to order from Amazon.com and have it shipped to Australia. Let's hope that's possible.
Yes. And I should say, too, semiclear.com is really more the website that that we promote.
Oh, okay.
Organic Air is the company name, but femiclear.com is really our main website that
okay.
has our SemiClear products.
Thanks. Sorry about that. So
no worries.
femiclear.com. Yeah, that's where you go. I'm looking at that site now, so that's where all the products are. You get to see what they look like. And they're affordable, too, Caroline, which is really nice. They're affordable products. I always appreciate that.
So no excuse not to
optimize your feminine well-being, your vaginal health. Pay attention to your vaginal health. You know, it will make your life so much more enjoyable. You know,
it's important. Yes. It's in many ways it feels a little bit like the center of our being. We want all of it, you know, mind, body, and soul to all be working well. But for sure that is our very most intimate part of ourselves, and we want it to be feeling good and healthy.
And the truth is, at some point in our life, we're going to have to deal with some of these issues. It's just, the stats.
For sure. Statistically, one in two people, women will get a UTI, one in three will get a BV or yeast infection, and one in five women have genital herpes. So, the statistics show you're likely going to be dealing with one of these things, at least, if not more.
Yeah, so just have them in your medicine cabinet. I like having a range of products that when something comes up, I know where I can just reach in and get the solution, right? Just have it on standby, so to speak.
So
there you go. So semiclear.com is where you can look at the range of products that Caroline's company, Organic Hair, has formulated for all the wonderful women out there in the world. So, Caroline, thank you so much for this great work and for, being at the helm of this company and making it available and really improving the quality of women's lives.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for this platform and letting us get on and talk about important health issues that women need to learn about.
Oh, absolutely. So, thanks again for the wonderful work you're doing. SemiClear. Check it out, everyone, semiclear.com, or maybe just check out your local Walmarts or Walgreens. Get a hold of them. Have a look. Fiddle with them. So until next time, everyone, thanks for listening. We've been having this great conversation with Caroline Goodner, CEO of Organic Hair, formulating the SemiClear products. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.